We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Brewers fans. We know it's a long, cold winter. But let's warm you up with the latest on the crew. It's time for Hot Stove Weekly. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back at the wall, this ball is gone.
The 2019 championship season cannot get here quick enough. What an amazing run in 2018. But time to turn the page and look toward the future. Get the latest free agent signings, trades, the front office, the fans, and more. Heading into our 14th year of Brewers coverage, it's Hot Stove Weekly on The Fan. Here's your host, the franchise, Tim Allen.
Along with Baby Tosh Bill Schmidt, let's talk some Brewers baseball here as it's just about that time, a couple of days away from pitchers and catchers reporting for the 2019 championship season. Tim Allen, there's Baby Tosh, and some Brewers, signings. At least one was official in Tomlin. You like that move?
Your boy. Not Mike Tomlin for all the wannabe Packer fans that would like Mike Tomlin in Wisconsin. No.
No. No.
Even better. Tomlin. Josh Tomlin. Who's better than that?
Well, I not a bad gamble as, you know, maybe what we thought of Wade Miley a little bit.
Are any of these really? They're like the $1 or $2 scratchers you get at the gas station. Like, it's not like the Brewers are going out here and buying the $30 one where you really need a hitter to keep you alive.
Yeah.
And a Bryce Harper, a Manny Machado, or a Dallas Keuchel. They're just grabbing the ones or twos, and you can still make a couple $100 with those.
No disrespect, but it's sort of from the budget bin. You know, the bargain
the
rack.
The Goodwill version of...
You know, there's some good deals out there. You just got to kind of weed
gotta be
through.
Thrifty.
Yeah, you got to weed through on that rack over there that's got like the 4X. Boy, I like this thing. Do you have it in extra large? No.
Hey, 4X. People wear those sizes. Okay?
They do.
People wear those sizes. You
they
shut
do.
Your mouth over there.
And not that Tomlin's a big dude, 6'1", 190, right-hander, has spent pretty much 9 years of a major league career with the Cleveland Indians. Last year, not a good performance. 9 starts, 32 appearances, 6-plus ERA. You don't have the... magic powers, if you will, of Derek Johnson anymore to kind of resurrect Josh Tomlin. But an experienced guy, did get on a little bit of a run for Cleveland within his heyday, did battle some injuries a few years ago. So we'll see what happens there. Nickname, Lil Cowboy. Just saying. As I check into the news and notes.
That wasn't a good one. That was Little Cowboy.
That's what it says.
Out of all the nicknames you could have, that would be the one where, like, if my boys gave me that nickname, I'd say, no, try again. Figure out something else.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah. Well, it's like calling a fat guy slim, maybe. You know, you go opposite.
I got that a few times.
So Big Cowboy would be all right. That would be okay. But he's a camp invite, and we're going to go over a little bit later on in the show the projected 25-man to break camp in about a month, according to Adam McAlvey. Few curveballs in there with Adam McAlvey, and we'll probably get him on next week, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, he's traveling down. We can also probably talk to Robert Murray. I know he got down to Arizona this Saturday, texted me while he was hanging out in the airport getting ready to go down to Phoenix. As the Brewers report on Wednesday, so they have to report, look, a few days earlier, get themselves settled in. You know, reporters' life's really tough job. Really tough job.
Very difficult. Grueling.
It's not an easy one like radio. That's a tough gig.
Yes. Don't let anyone fool you, man. It's not that difficult. But some Brewers conversation until 7 o'clock, Hot Stove Weekly here on The Fan, Tim and Tosh, and rumblings, according to Brett Lowry, that he's going to be back in the Brewers organization. Now, they haven't made that official yet, as far as I've seen.
No, but it is on their website saying Lowry announces a deal with the Crew on Instagram. So I mean, I feel like Adam wouldn't put it up unless he knew that they would make it official here soon.
The first round selection for the Brewers in 2008 as a catcher out of Canada. And then immediately, shortly after joining the organization, said, nope, I don't want to be a catcher. I want to be a second baseman. So I think that ruffled feathers just a little bit. And I know that he's had some issues over the years with some attitude stuff. I like a little attitude in people. I don't mind that necessarily. If you're not going to agitate the entire clubhouse, then I don't have a problem with a little bit of swagger and attitude. He definitely had that. And I will say this, that I had an opportunity to interview him, Billy, back in 2008, and it was. And I wish I could play it, but we had a computer crash shortly after 2008. So anything, you know, prior to, like, I want to say 2009 or 10 was lost here in the building, or I would have played some of that interview.
So my appearance on the On Deck show was lost in there
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. And there's a lot of cool audio from way back when we started the post-game show in 2006 that I would like to go back and listen to. Some scary stuff back from those days, but fun stuff for sure. I do recall the interview with him, that it was challenging. It was challenging, and you could tell.
From like the Yelich perspective or from a...
From a, I know this guy doesn't like me and he doesn't want to be here right now.
Okay.
You just kind of read it
so
that
from
way.
The Boone Logan perspective.
Sort of like the Boone,
right?
Yeah,
okay,
like
cool.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do this. I want to drink my Circle K coffee. Yeah. Instead, I could have just said leave. No, I said yes, and I sit here and I'm mad.
But in 10 years, you do get humbled a little bit, and I think that's where Brett might be at. I'm interested in having a conversation with him again.
Well,
I really am.
A couple of years out of baseball will humble you as well, and Brett hasn't been in Major League Baseball for the last 2 years. Which was why it was so surprising to me.
Yes.
When all of a sudden the deal popped up, I texted Stevie. I was like, dude, I thought he was gone.
Right.
I thought he was dead.
Done. Right. But when you look at his numbers, though, prior to his hiatus away from baseball, why wasn't he continuing to play? Based on the numbers, I mean, he was productive.
Mm-hmm. That's why it comes back to the attitude feel.
It had to be, you know, something there. You know, the Instagram post that he threw out there was very positive. I mean, it sounded like a different guy to me just based on that little snippet. But, again, he's got an opportunity to make some money, and he's back with the Brewers organization. So you have
a chance
now
to make some real money, too, with that club option on the extra year possible of that Brett Lowry deal.
Maybe comeback player of the year opportunity. Mm-hmm. You never know. I mean, Craig Counsell has said it each and every year that you know you're going to have challenges every year. You don't know what those challenges are going to be, whether it's injury, whether it's some trading, who knows? There may be, you know, a fight here. You just don't know. You can't predict those, but you do know one thing. They're going to happen. So that being said, who knows what's going to happen in the second base position? Could Brett Lowry play there? Could he play a little third like he did with the White Sox, and then Shaw goes back to second base? It's all up to him. I think he has an opportunity here to really be a story, be a special story. And we always say, at least I do, special seasons made of special stories, and that may be one of them. Now you take inventory. You have the number one draft choice of Jeremy Jeffress back with the organization, obviously. Now the number one draft pick of 2008, Brett Lowry, back with the organization. So, hey, and sometimes it takes a little time.
And once again, Hernán Pérez is going to be left out in the cold on this whole thing. I mean, right? They bring in another utility dude to take HP's at-bats in games.
Well, and it does muddy the waters to the next layer down, which is Keston Hira and Mauricio Dubon.
Well, that's where I think the club option comes into this as well.
That you got to bridge the gap to those guys.
And not necessarily knowing what Mauricio Dubon's knee is going to do. I mean, he's posting up on Instagram and Twitter and telling anybody that'll listen that he's ready to go, that his leg's fine. But we all understand that he's coming off of a major knee surgery, coming off of a torn ACL. That's not an easy transition to be, I don't care what sport you're playing.
No, quite fascinating, the second base position, because we didn't mention our boy Corey Spangenberg.
Your boy, Corey Spangenberg.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll accept the ownership.
Yeah, you take him. You can have him.
I'll take him, and I'll take my man Ben Gamel.
Yeah, sure. You can have him too. Both of them.
I think they both make the squad. I think they both break camp on the 25 man.
Yeah, I think they both do too. And Spangenberg, when we talked to him at on deck and played it last week on the best of, he has one thing that a lot of guys don't have: relationship with Pat Murphy.
He does. And so do we.
Not saying, just saying. We do have a relationship with Pat Murphy.
Yeah.
He's one of our boys.
He
That's my
is.
Boy.
He definitely is. So hopefully we'll be chatting more often with Pat Murphy, because it's very educational. I mean, it really is. So a couple of days, pitchers and catchers reporting. And we will talk in the next segment about the need for this team now. Are we set? Are we set? You guys set? Fans set? For a 2019 run, the foundation is there. You can go around the diamond. You know, 2/3 of this roster is coming back. And we know the track record based on 2018, what kind of performances you should assume or expect for next year. But what would be the need then to improve, given the fact that the Brewers' payroll is at the highest it's ever been? You have to factor that in here. They're not going to break the bank and go start negotiating $170 million contract. It's just, you know, guys, it's unfortunate. It's
but
not
what about
happen.
2 years at 60?
I think maybe there's an opportunity there, but that has to be, I mean, has to be just right. And who are you thinking about?
Oh, Bryce Harper.
And then Brawny goes where?
And Braun goes to first.
And Zeus goes where?
Somewhere else.
Thames stays?
Mm-hmm. Because Eric Thames is a contract year. He's going to have a big year, guys. I'm sorry. I hate to tell everybody that doesn't like Eric Thames. They just posted a video of the dude shoulder pressing like 700 pounds. The guy is going to hit 25 bombs.
I think he was humbled last year.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
He didn't make the playoff roster.
Due to injury as well as performance.
No doubt it was.
I would expect a nice performance out of Eric Thames, and that's what they need. They need that backup to Zeus. Zeus's numbers outstanding: 35 homers, 108 RBIs. I mean, that is a monster season. Now, majority of that done in 4 of the 6 baseball months. Admittedly,
he slumped hard in the in the run to the playoffs, and in the postseason, he was not good.
So, what is then the need on this baseball team? Where do they need something? Do they need a second baseman? I mean, they're sort of patchworking that thing together, right? Spangenberg,
mm-hmm.
Perez, maybe some of the younger guys after, you know, a amount of time clears.
41 games or whatever the cutoff is.
Brett Lowry, I mean, those types of guys, that's sort of a patchwork thing. Could they have done a little bit better? I think so. But I think, can they get it done? Do they have the flexibility? Yes. That, to me, I won't put it in the strong need category, the second base position. But it's leaning that way. It is. I mean, you're this close. Now, a lot of people say the need is a starting pitcher. I might tend to agree. That, to me, might be a need worth focusing on. Dallas Keuchel, maybe there's a trade.
Oh, please don't.
I'm just saying. Maybe,
please don't bring that guy in here.
So do you need that ace, or the way the pitchers were handled last year, which is a little on the funky side, doesn't it matter? Because, you know, you throw a guy out there, even if he's got a gem going, he's still, based on matchups, third time through, is probably going to come out of the game.
Yeah, just about.
Mm-hmm. So what's the need?
The need is to win a World Series.
Okay.
Any way possible. With the dudes you got, you were one game away. If you believe that you're going to be able to improve from within, then let's roll, baby.
You might be right. I know just about everybody I talk to. When are they going to sign the stud pitcher? Just get the one stud. Not two, not three. You need the one. The one anchor. The one guy. I'm leaning that way. I am. You're so close. You're so close. You're a game or 8 innings away from a World Series.
Well, I'd rather go get Bryce Harper.
But their offense is fine, isn't it?
Fine, but it could be legendary.
Well, they improved with Grandal.
Sure, yes, and then you improve it with another dude that can hit 40, 45 bombs at Miller Park. And you would have arguably the best outfield that has been assembled in the last three decades. Of Christian Yelich, reigning MVP.
Three MVPs of the four outfielders.
Lorenzo Cain, who should be an MVP, who should have gotten votes for the last three, 4 years. He's gotten votes to be an MVP.
Yep.
A world champion. And Bryce Harper, who could hit 50 bombs any year of his career.
Well, the fans would love it. I mean, the fans would, you know, casual fans.
Could you imagine him flipping the hair back after a homer three-run shot, bringing in Yelich and Cain? Everyone's high-fiving, and he's pointing up to Uke like Prince used to, and then he throws the helmet back. Everyone's giving him the gauntlet as he's running through, fisting people up. It would just be perfect. Bryce Harper, Brewers uniform. 2 years, $66 million.
Well, you saw what Arenado did. And so, you know, maybe that's where we're going here. Maybe that's where baseball is going, where it's high money per year, shorter years. Arenado, what did he get? 35?
Mm-hmm.
$35 million.
Knew what he was doing.
For a year.
Was it
35 or 25?
I'll show you what's up. I'll do the work for you. You just give me the money up front.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, man. We will take a sneak peek. I should say a sneak look back with some retrospective, and just I still want to enjoy the high of
1 year, $26 million.
$26 million for a year.
I'll give Bryce Harper 2 years at 28, 29. I said 66. I meant 56, but I'm just not good at math.
Make it a flat 38.
Yeah.
$60 million.
Take 60, kid. Go enjoy yourself.
So then your payroll jumps up to about $140 million.
Good.
In Milwaukee.
Let's do it.
You would expect, based on ticket sales of the On Deck event and the ticket sales at Miller Park, already season ticket sales, you're looking at 3 million people probably coming into Miller Park this year.
And probably 750,000 Bryce Harper t-shirt jerseys sold. I mean, that's just bare minimums of what you would sell.
Would it be World Series or bust then?
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree. Would the offense a need or a pitcher a need? If you want to join the conversation, 414-799-1250. As we talk Brewers baseball, pitchers and catchers reporting in just a couple of days to Brewers Fields of Phoenix in Maryvale, Arizona, which is where we're going to be in about a month or so. And looking forward to that. But the new complex there, it's going to take some getting used to for us as well. The players, the reporters, everybody. We'll talk the need of the Brewers here in 2019 next here on The Fan.
14 years and running. The best Brewers coverage on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Man, I miss some Brewers baseball, and it's just on the horizon here. A couple of days, pitchers and catchers reporting as we talk some Brewers baseball here on Hot Stove Weekly. Tim and Tausch. Entering 14th season of post-game coverage, and this season, based on what's happened the last two, I mean, let's face it, 2017 was pretty exciting relative to what it had been the last year and a half prior to that, right? So 2017 was exciting in that regard.
Yeah, yeah, it was the old motto of mantra of what? Make September relevant?
And it was.
Yeah, it was, very much so.
Up until game, what, 161? And that's when they were eliminated in 17.
And then it made me start drinking some 151 rum.
Then 18 comes along, and that infamous day of January 25th, where Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich were acquired. And you didn't really know. I know that at that time, we knew the team was improved, and Yelich loved Yelich from the start, just a pure baseball player. I get that. Lorenzo Cain, man, just doing his thing. But you didn't really know how to attach the Cain-Yelich at that time acquisitions into your expectations. You didn't know, like, okay, does this mean a deep playoff run, or does this mean, you know,
that I'm going to get my heart broken again?
Yeah. Does this mean that now in the next 3 years, that's where we have these expectations? I couldn't connect it to this year, meaning 18. Okay, so now we know what happened in 18, and we're going to revisit some of that coming up in just a bit. If you haven't heard some of the retrospective, we'll have that for you in just a couple of minutes. But now heading into 19, you know where you're at, don't you? For the first time in a long time. Last year, even the biggest of optimists. Again, as I said, acquisition of Kane and Yelich. You still didn't know how to connect those dots into your expectations. After last year, now we do. Now we know. Now we know that the bulk of the players are coming back that achieved that success last year. In fact, I would argue that they're actually a better baseball team this year. You could argue that. Does it ultimately mean you'll take the next step? No, a lot of factors got to go right for you to get to a World Series. Now the expectations are as big as they have been since 2012 across the board.
And as weird as that as weird as this sounds, the expectation, we get asked the question because it's a good question. What's the expectation every single, you know, for games and the season? My expectation is to go into every single night that I watch the Brewers on Fox Sports Wisconsin, because that's still the only television station that will, you know, battle for the television rights, and that's part of the reason why you can't spend the payroll up more, but I digress.
Part of.
Every single night you expect to see them win. I mean, right? Is that, I mean, you know they're going to lose multiple games.
You know they're going to lose
60 games or 54 games. I don't know if anybody thinks they can be a 100-win team, but sure, there's a possibility.
50, 60, 65, whatever
it is. You know they're going to lose some nights. But every single day, when you look at the lineup card, you look up whatever team they're playing, whether it be the Boston Red Sox, the Oakland A's, the Cincinnati Reds, or the Pawtucket Red Sox, you expect them to beat any single team that they play.
And that's where they're at. But that's where they're at for the first time to everybody. Because years ago, up until, you know...
Well, when you had the Dave Bush night, you knew you probably were going to lose those games.
No, my man.
You got to the ballpark and you saw Taylor Youngman was taking them out. Okay, never mind. Probably
innings,
just CNL.
Innings eater. That's Dave Bush. But now, see, the point is, everybody across the experts... You know, so-called experts, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of fans. To the casual fan, to the teacher down at Whitnall, to the guys having some beers watching the game in the left field bleach, the guys in Racine at the bar, Roy Butler and his crew at the barbershop. For once, in a long time, the expectations are the same across the board, right? A deep playoff run into a World Series. Those are the expectations these days. That's cool. There's really not a lot of debate. You guys can, on the big show, you guys can debate that, and I don't know if I should. You know, they're Vegas has them at 87 wins, 87.5.
Mm-hmm. Jumped up from the 83.5 that you thought you were going to get at.
I know that. Lost some money on that.
You're hopefully going to lose some more money.
Well, we'll get to that before the show's over.
You want to tell everybody tonight?
Well, maybe.
No, I want to tell everybody on opening day.
Opening day.
I want to wait till we get in here, post-game meets the big show, opening day, and I want to expose the secret.
Okay.
Is that cool?
The secret bet.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough. But, again, whether you're just really into Brewers baseball casually, whether you're really into baseball with the sabermetrics and the numbers, you're really watching every pitch of every game like us, aren't the expectations the same for all of us? Again, I say that with a grain of salt, but for the most part, the vast majority of Brewer fans now have the same expectations. That's cool. Because it's deserved. Craig Counsell says it. That comes with the territory. Your success, yeah, you should be expected to do what you did or better. And that's cool. I mean, this is going to be one hell of a run. I miss it. I miss it more now as we get closer than I did like a month ago. Like a month ago, you're trapped into a wintry nightmare from hell. And
we're going to again, but.
yeah, later on tonight.
Can't wait.
Some more snow coming. But it's really cool that we all can kind of agree on one thing, and that's the expectations. This whole thing about, well, they're going to take a step back before they take a step. Who made that rule up? Who made the rule up that you need to take a step? After achieving high success, you need to take a step back before you take that one giant step up there. No. Derek Jeter just said it about the Marlins. I have no patience. I want to compete now.
Well, then you shouldn't have traded away two MVPs.
Trade away one of the best outfields, if not the best outfield in baseball. You traded them away, Derek, so I don't want to hear your patience stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that from
Come
you.
Come on, too. Man. And thankfully you did, because Yelich was huge in
the
success.
We should have sent him like a flower bouquet or like an edible arrangement.
We should.
We should do that now. From every other January 25th, we're going to send Derek Jeter a gift, a thank you gift.
You know what? I'm going to earmark that. Yeah. We're going to send him a card. An actual thank you card.
A thank you card.
Yep, from Tim and Taus here on The Fan. Yep. We'll be back talking Brewers baseball tonight.
Yelich, Kane, Braun, and more. We're talking Brewers baseball. It's Hot Stove Weekly on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, before we take a look back at a tremendous season for the crew last year, I want to squeeze in some news and notes here because
I didn't play it.
I never really get time. You know, sometimes.
Why don't you just wait. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. I
got a bunch.
No, I promise. We'll get to them.
No,
yep,
we
I
won't.
Promise. We'll get to it right after we hear the segment of the retro. We want everybody to relive the run towards the All-Star break last year. It was so fun. The marketing department did such a good job. Jesus Aguilar deserved every bit of it. So did Jeremy Jeffress,
Lorenzo Cain. Council made a comment in 2017 that it took me a while to fully grasp, and that was, you know, describe what happened in 17. You know, he came up one game short of the postseason, and he said, you know, the one thing I will say, we had a lot of fun at Miller Park in 2017, and I went, if I like that answer, you know.
That was one of those where you bit the bottom part of your lip.
Yeah.
You know, right there.
Like, okay.
Really?
You know, another season without a postseason, and you're using a word like fun?
Yeah, people who drank a lot of beer, they had a lot of fun.
Okay, fair enough. So then I digest it, process. And say, yeah, he's probably right. He
digest
wasn't talking
it,
about
nice.
the outcome. It was like the road too. So that road was fun. And then you fast forward to 2018. Oh man, it went too quick. Absolutely went too fast. That's the one thing that I will change heading into this year. There'll be a lot of fun. It'll be more fun to be had here with this baseball team and this group of guys, because they play that way. But I'm going to really try to slow it down a little bit and enjoy it a little bit more. So this is why we'll give you an opportunity, along with us. I love hearing this stuff, and that is going back to the retrospective. We do this every year. This is going to catch a glimpse of the 2018 season, division championship season. Heading into the All-Star break, lots of Christian Yelich. Enjoy.
The month of July rolls in, summer is here, and the Brewers have a real pennant race going on. After taking care of the Reds, the crew gets another, yet another walk-off win. This time, it's the Minnesota Twins. After being down 5-1, the crew comes all the way back to tie the game. Sent it into extra innings with the bullpen, an outstanding win with Manny Pena, a home run, Brad Miller, a three-hit game. Miller was also key in the walk-off. A bit melodramatic, it was a walk-off walk, but a walk-off win nonetheless. And the Brewers, in the summertime, with Craig Council knowing what it's all about, growing up in the area, knows how the Summerfest tradition turns to the Summerfest grounds.
You know, we're in July now. Summerfest is going on. That's what July 1st marked to me.
Roster moves as Orlando Arcia sent down. Same for Aaron Wilkerson. David Stearns always keeping an eye on the future. At the same time, a couple of international signs. And who turns out to be everybody's favorite? It's a call-up, Nate Orff. And as the 4th of July holiday approaches, the crew, they finish off the Twins with a sweep, and it marks another benchmark for the 2018 season. First team to 50 wins in the National League. They reached 16 games over 500. And along with the weather heating up, talk is doing the same thing about Zeus added to the All-Star team. Attendance good as well, averaging 34,500 per game. Yelich is healthy and back in the lineup. And Nate Orff, the aforementioned, gets his first big league hit. It marked the 10th time in franchise history that a player got his first hit in the bigs via the home run ball for the crew. He joins the list of Pedro Garcia in 75, Joey Meyer in 88, Sheffield 88 as well, George Canale in 89, Tim McIntosh in 90, Jeff D'Amico in 2000, Bill Hall in 2002, Corey Hart in 2005, and Tyler Cravey in 2016.
And he's just played well. That one's deep in the left. That one's got a chance. And it is a home run for Nador. His first big league hit is a long ball. 3-1 Milwaukee. Look at the excitement on the face of the manager. He knows how important that is. They're asking for a curtain call for Nate Orff. Here he comes. They're dragging him out. They carry him out on their shoulders. Oh, my goodness.
He didn't want to.
Oh, man. What a moment.
On a lot of levels, it's baseball's version of Rudy.
A big four-game set against the Braves featured Yelich Cien. Clearly, the Brewers' ace gets a win at Miller Park against the Braves. It's his 19th start of the year. Seven innings of work, gives up just two runs, and it runs his mark to 7-3 with a 3.63 ERA. In those 19 starts, the Brewers are 13-6. Another pitcher to this point having some pretty impressive numbers is 22-year-old Freddy Peralta. Another win against the Braves, and his mark now 4-1. An ERA through six starts of 2.14. And the crew goes on to take 3 of 4 against a really, really good Braves team. Zeus with a two-homer game. He's on fire. Eric Sogard, on the other hand, he's gone. DFA'd. Tyler Saladino takes his spot. Jorge Lopez, yep, buckle your seatbelt. Put that thing ready to go. And your buddy Nate Orff, the honeymoon's over, man. He's sent down as well. The All-Star break approaching fast and talks about JJ, Hader, Kane, Yelich. They all might have a chance. And so does Jesus Aguilar.
It's nice to, represent Milwaukee. It's special to be, recognizing anything like this All-Star game.
Just happy to be here and, be able to play on this team and, be able to go with these guys. These guys, just watching them play, day in and day out and how much they really do. It's a fun time to watch and, about the, go, like Lo said, the talent that is in this game. It's just a blessing for sure.
I've been before as a fan in Anaheim. I think it was 2010. Right after I got drafted, I went and watched it. And I think it's one thing to make it to the big leagues, and it's another to make it to an All-Star game. I think it's a pretty cool honor and something that an experience that you should really appreciate and take in. So I'm really excited.
He's having an MVP season. I mean, he really is. I mean, he's having an incredible season. I think he's leading the league in home runs now. He's certainly in the top five of, offensive seasons in the National League right now. He's been brilliant, man. He really has. I mean, he's sitting in the middle order. He's driving in runs, tough at bats. It's big home, big spots, walk-off hit, walk-off homer. So he's offensively, he's done it all.
I'm Christian Yelich, and I believe in Jesus.
I'm Lorenzo Cain. I believe in Jesus.
I'm Ryan Braun, and I believe in Jesus.
Soy Hernan Perez. Yo creo en Jesus.
I'm Josh Hader, and I believe in Jesus.
I'm Jeremy Jeffers, and I believe in Jesus.
I'm Jesus Aguilar. I approve this message.
And now the stretch drive to the All-Star break. An 8-game road trip, Miami for 3 and Pittsburgh for 5 to face the Thorns. Well, I mean the Pittsburgh Pirates. Reinforcements called up during a grueling stretch of 21 games in 20 days, and that included top pitching prospect right-handed pitcher Corbin Burnes. The road trip, it didn't start out well as the Brewers lose 2 of 3 to the Marlins, both losses, extra innings. And the crew, they're all right, right? They're fine. Good team. Rough schedule, right? We'll see. Task at hand. 5 big ones in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we lost 2 extra inning games, and it was, we fought back in both games to get there. We tied it in the 8th with a big hit by Jesus. Just kind of one hit away both nights. And so it was, that's kind of the way it goes. We're right knocking on the doorstep, obviously, and
making it really hard to take us down, but they outlasted us tonight.
Some good news again. Jeremy Jeffress has been added to the All-Star team. Wade Miley's back and healthy, activated from the DL. Adrian Hauser and Alec Asher back with the big league club. Eric Sogard's officially out of the organization, however. And despite losing four of their last six, the Brewers now have five players, another franchise record, going to D.C. for the All-Star game. Center fielder Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, Josh Hader, Jeremy Jeffress, and first baseman Jesus Aguilar.
Jeremy Jeffress been named to the All-Star team. We had a great reaction from the team. They were fired up for him. He was fired up, and he's deserving, man. He's, you know, I'm not sure where his numbers sit right now, but he's having an incredible season.
Everybody in here played a part in it. I think the fans in Wisconsin played a huge part in it. Brewer fans across the country played a part in it. Senior Aguilar, going to the All-Star. Yeah!
I just want to say thank you to everybody for that support. That was unbelievable. I'm going there.
It's a powerful statement for sure, and each guy is really deserving, and you know that's, you know, hopefully how we've gathered up these wins and can continue to.
Just days left before the All-Star break, and the crew is limping to that finish line. To Brewers fans, they just want them to get there as soon as possible. Now 15 games over 500, the Cubs, well, they take over first place. Thames with a hamstring injury, a loss on Friday the 13th, the 14th, you can double it as they lose both games of a doubleheader in Pittsburgh. Yes, a loss in Game 5 of that series as well. Bad, bad, bad finish into the All-Star break. However, things could be worse, right? Take a look at the St. Louis Cardinals as they fire their manager, Mike Matheny. And at the break, the Brewers 55-43, a bunch of roster moves. VR and Thames to the DL, Phillips recalled, Wilkerson sent down, Woodruff called up. Six-game losing streak, losing 7 of 8 on the road trip, and they've lost 8 of their last 10, 2.5 out in the Central, 26 roster moves in the final 8 days into the All-Star break. Well, some good news. At home at the break, 30-18. The All-Star break is here. That's good news.
Hey now, you're an All-Star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
At the break, the crew good at home. 500 on the road at 27-27 against the NL Central. 19-25. 15-9 against the NL East. And an impressive 11-2 against the West. Interleague play, however, 10-7. Manager Craig Counsell sums up the first half of the season, stating that they're in a really good spot.
I mean, this hasn't taken away from the bulk of the season. We're in a tough little stretch right now. We're scuffling offensively a little bit, but you know, we're going to head into the break in a good place.
All right, there it is, a piece of the retrospective from last year's championship season. Chills sometimes in that audio. You listen back to what, you know, the season was last year, and hopefully, you know, they can recapture a lot of that, and I think they will. I do. Are there going to be some skids, if you will? They will scuffle at times? Of course, every team does. And look at that, right into the All-Star break. They lost 7 of 8 into the break, but yet recovered, and obviously got hot at the right time. I don't know if that's going to happen again. That was a September to remember for sure last year. Heading through the regular season, the additional game 163, and then into the divisional round series, and then the NLCS and all that. That was wild. It really was. And I cannot wait for these guys to get going. There's more eyeballs on this Brewer squad nationally than in a lot of years prior to this, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. But if you want to read your news and notes, we better get going.
I know. We'll take a break, and then I do have some news and notes. Stephen Vogt, where did he go? Wade Miley, where did he go? We'll have some news and notes for you next. Hot Stove Weekly here on The Fan.
What are the Brewers doing behind the scenes? Which former Brewer is making headlines? It's time for Brewers News and Notes. This is Hot Stove Weekly on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Final couple of minutes of Hot Stove Weekly here on The Fan. Pitchers and catchers reporting on Wednesday. Not in a couple of weeks, not in a couple of months. Wednesday. That's like this week. Man, looking forward to it.
We report in, what, 3.5 weeks?
Yeah. Brewers Fields of Phoenix.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Let's run through, if you could. I'll run through a couple of news and notes here. Adam McAlvey has projected a 25-man.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff there. Let's see here. Brewers sign Jake Patryka. Okay, that's a news and note. Okay. Former Brewer Chris Capuano looking to graduate with a master's from MIT.
Yeah, I heard him on one of our sister stations earlier today.
Currently consulting with the MLBPA.
Yeah, he was on a radio.com sports station earlier today down in Chicago talking about his whole venture, which is really, really cool.
9 invites from the minor league system going to be in big league camp. Keston Hira, Lucas Ersig, catcher Peyton Henry, Corey Ray, Zach Brown, Nate Orff, Bubba Derby, John Olchek, and Miguel Sanchez. How about that?
I'm excited for Peyton Henry. Good catching prospect in there. Get him in there.
So on your 25, man, you got it, Adams?
Yes, I do. Got? It's Grandal, Pena as the two catchers.
Two.
Says that it's tough for Eric Kratz to make the squad. Jesus Aguilar, Eric Thames at first base. Aaron Perez, Corey Spangenberg at second base. Mm-hmm. Only one third baseman, Travis Shaw, says there could be a possible re-sign with Mike Moustakas. One shortstop, Orlando Arcia. 4 outfielders, Ryan Braun, Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, and your boy, Ben Gamel. Starting pitchers, Yelich Cien, Chase Anderson, Zach Davies, Jimmy Nelson, and Brandon Woodruff.
Woodruff.
Relief pitchers, Jeffress, Knebel, Hader, Alex Claudio, another left-hander, Matt Albers.
Yes.
Junior Guerra, Taylor Williams, and Adrian Hauser.
Marco Estrada, former Brewer, 1-year deal with the A's. Steven Vogt, former Brewer, 1-year deal with the Giants.
I'm so happy for Steven Vogt, man. He busted his hind parts last year to make sure that he would be able to play this year if he was given the opportunity. Didn't happen with the Brewers, but it's going to happen out by the Bay.
Neil Walker goes to the Marlins. Mark Reynolds, minor league deal with the Rockies. That's some good stuff. Wade Miley, finally, 1-year deal with the Houston Astros, about $4 million. That's going to do it for us. Another edition of Hot Stove Weekly hits the air Monday night, a week from today. Lots to talk about as camp gets underway on Wednesday. For Baby Tosh, Bill Schmid, my name is Tim Allen. As always, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.